Yudada Aleph, Monday the 14th of February, Rabbi Daniel Kleiman, Meshachamti Besoichom.
Morning, everyone. What I'd like to speak about this morning is Meshachamti Besoichom. A little bit of an introduction to this week's Pasha, basing itself on last week's and the week before's Pasha, holding in the Pashas in the Torah, which talk about the building being in the Beis HaMikdosh. And as we know, it says in the Binyan Beis HaMikdos, V'sisol Nimikdos V'shachanti B'soicham. So V'shachanti B'soicham is a concept which we need to, first of all, spend a few minutes to think about V'shachanti B'soicham. V'shachanti B'soicham, when we grow up as kids, so V'shachanti B'soicham, look in the English Siddur and it says there's a godly countenance, something like that. Not that I'm really sure what that means. But Shechina, what is Shechina exactly? Is it something you could touch? Is it something you could feel? And Bechlal, in Yiddishkeit, although we have mitzvahs and we strive to do mekayim mitzvahs, etc., but we don't, until we really mature a little bit, we don't really think about the Bashefa. We don't really think about the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Doesn't mean that we say all day, we say, oh, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But do we really internalize the concept of the fact that there is a Rebbeinu Shel Olam, a Shechina, something we connect to? I think one of the biggest struggles that we all have is that to connect to Shechina, to connect to actually, okay, we all do mitzvahs, we all sit and learn, we all daven three times a day, we all do the mitzvahs which are required from us on many different levels, etc. But it's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, which we say it all day, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, hey, look at Bashefer. How much is that internalized in our Yiddishkeit? How much do we really have a shaychus to that? Is that something in the Beis HaMikdosh? Is that something which, in the times of Beis HaMikdosh, the Kehanim, Reb Chaim Kinevsky, they have shaychus to Shechina. But to the average, everyday Yid, what does Shechina mean? And that's, and Chasm Haskel, there's nothing in Yiddishkeit which cannot be brought down and which was not given to every single Yid in Klal Yisrael, on any madrega which he is, the same way Sheikh Nelulav was given to every single Yid, and every Yid has shaykhs to Sheikh Nelulav. Avad, the less the Yid, the more bigger the Yid, of course, the mitzvah of Sheikh Nelulav is greater. But so too, Shechanti B'Soicham, the Inyan of Shechanti B'Soicham has shaykhs to every single Yid. We all know the word which ever said every person's a Beis HaMikdash Katan, and etc. We all grew up with that, we all know that. I mean, but the question today which I'd like to hopefully develop is something a little bit real, something a little bit tangible, something which we could go into and say, what does that mean? So everything, you know, a person, the Levi represents this, and the Yadayim of life, and the Avoid of a person is the Avoid of the Beis HaMikdash. I'd like to try to develop it further. I'd like to try to, Shechanti B'Soicham, what does it mean? Where is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? How could the Rebbeinu Shel Olam feature? What does it mean with Shechanti B'Soicham? So the first area which needs exploration is as follows. We find in Parshas Vayigash, what does it mean v'shachanti v'seichem? What does that mean? It seems to me there was a concentration of Shechina in the Beis HaMikdosh. That's something which should trouble everyone. What does it mean, concentration of Shechina? Can Shechina be concentrated? Could the Rebbeinu Shel Olam be concentrated? And I don't want to talk about the subject more without being basing it on sources. But this is a very dangerous subject matter. The subject matter, which one deviates slightly, it's dangerous. It's dangerous. We know that Rebbeinu Shel Olam is not tangible. Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't have a physical presence. So we say v'shachanti b'soichem, it means there was a concentration of what? Of what in the Beis HaMikdash? What is Shechina? Who knows what Shechina is? What is Shechina? So the first source which I'd like to bring is in Parshas Vayigash. Anochi Erid Mitzrayim, it says in the Parshas Vayigash, by Yaakov Avinu, I'm quoting from the Arachayim HaKadosh. Arachayim HaKadosh says, Anochi Erid Mitzrayim, Me'akosav Mashma Ki Yorda Imoy Shechina. That Shechina went down with Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was in Israel, went down to Mitzrayim, went down to Chutz Lawrence, Yorda Shechina Imoy. So he's Mashma, Anochi Erid Mitzrayim, going down to Mitzrayim. Because of the Vrayim, Sharmu Ki Mitzrayim, Leoys Malay Gulubim, since Mitzrayim was full of Gulubim, Leoys Shechina Sham, the Shechina did not rest in Mitzrayim. As we all know, as he quotes, Moshe Rabbeinu went out of town. When he had to daven to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he says, no, I gotta go out of town, there's no Shechina here, there's no, it's Malay Gulubim. So what does it mean, Anochi Erid Mitzrayim? On the other hand, to Rechter Achaim HaKadosh, you find that question, what does it mean that Shechina was Gulf, so Imoy Shechina was there, wasn't there, what does that mean? So the first kavana which he tries to go, which just to mention it because he says it, but and it's important. It's his first. It's his first machshava. Although he doesn't, that's not his maskana. He says, "Ulai shekavanas divrei Hashem hi al derech oimrei imoy anochi b'tzara." A Kodesh Baruch Hu was always with us in a matzav of tzara. So maybe it means that when Yaakov Avinu went down from Eretz Yisrael to to from Chutzlar to Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him, don't worry, I'll be with you, and I'm with you for the long run, in Chabetzara, and in Chutzlar, in Mitzrayim, and he's trying to tell him, I'm always going to be with you. As we find, the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, Anei Yishena, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyacha talking, I'm always awake, Libi Er, Koli Doidi Doifik, the Koli of my Doidi is Doifik, Pischli Achoisi Rayasi Yonasi Tamosi. Tamosi means my twin. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Shua, the Sichno, B'Shem Rabbi Levi, Tumasi, Mahatumim, Halalu, M'choshish, Echami, Habaroisha, Chaveri, Marvish, Kach, Kaviochon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imcha, Anoichu, B'Tzara. Just like twins feel each other's pain, they feel each other's feelings, they're constantly in touch with each other, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels our Tzar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, leaving the Shechina issue aside, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wherever we go, is always with us, he always feels our Tzar, Kaviochon, like a twin. Kaviochon, someone who's very close. Once we're beautiful, a few months ago, I heard a beautiful mashal. I think it's a medrash, but I don't want to quote it because I'm not sure. Beautiful Maisi says a beautiful mashal of a father and son who are walking on a bridge, and it's a small bridge. It's a bridge which is a suspension, and it begins to shake, and the wind begins to blow, and the father turns to the child and says to the child, "Hold on to my hand. It's a dangerous bridge." Bridge begins to sway. Turns to the child. Tells his child, he says, "Hold on to my hand." The child looks up at the father. He says, "Abba." He says, no, you hold my hand." So the father looks back at the child. He says, "What's the difference? I hold your hand, you hold my hand. What's semantics? What's the difference whether you hold my hand or I hold your hand?" And the Medrash says, I think it's the Medrash says, the child says back to the father. He says, "No." He says, "Abba, I'm a child, and when the bridge sways and the winds blow, I'll leave go. You, Abba, you won't leave go." Meredith. So the child answers back to the father. He says, "When the wind sway, I'll leave go. I'm a child. How much strength do I have? How much, etc., etc. But you, Abba, you'll never leave go. You'll never leave go." Hey, look at Bashefer. We leave go the Rebbeinu Shem. We're mortal human beings. Rebbeinu Shem never leaves go. Rebbeinu Shem is always with us. So perhaps, in fact, Zokta Rechaim Kaddish says perhaps that's what it means. Shchinta Begalusa, that Rebbeinu Shem was always there for us and will always carry us. Zokti Arachaim Kaddish, and this is as you say, El Asher Isa Shomer Bukam Makaymas Ki Shchini Imam. He says, not the Pshat of Mershal Luthas Pitzara, Shchini Imam. He quotes a Gemara Megillah which says, Tanya Rishim Ben Yechoy Omer, Bov Roel Kama Chaviv in Yisrael, Lufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shebucho Mokim Shegolu, every place that Klai Yisrael went to Golus, Shchini Imam, Golu Lemitzrayim, Shchini Imam. Shenemar HaNigla, Niglesi Lebeis Avicha. He says, Biyosim Ben Mitzrayim. Golu Lebavol, Shchini Imam. Again, it brings a Pasuk. It says, Afshin, Kishen, Asidin, Ligol, and Klai Yisrael, the final Gula, all the goals in the final Gula, it says, Vishav Hashem Alekecha, Eshuizecha, Beheshiv Lainemer, El Vishav. What does that mean? The Rebbeinu Shem is not that I'm going to bring you back. We will come back together. What does that mean? That the Rebbeinu Shem isn't everywhere. He's in every Yid, he's in every Golus, he's in every place. The Rebbeinu Shem's Shechina travels with us through the bitter Golus. All the difficult times that Klai Yisrael have, there's no such thing as the Rebbeinu Shem is not there. The Rebbeinu Shem is always there. And that's what means Shechina Zot Arachayim. I'll ask you for, Kya Dargis Ha'ora Shechina Rabin Heima, there are many levels of Shechina. And he says, I'm not going to read the whole thing inside, but he says that on one hand, it says two people who sit in the Torah, Shechina Zimayim. On the other hand, we find by Maimon HaSinai that Gavad with all the preparations, and etc., and Vichon, Alahar, and Kvod Hashem, and we find this, what's the big deal if Shechina is going on HaSinai, if every time two people sit and learn this Shechina? He says, Elamai, there are many levels of Shechina. Many levels of Shechina. He says, the biggest scalus of Shechina, which was on Har Sinai, and then afterwards into the Mishkan, and afterwards you have it in different, in Batei Knesiyos, Batei Midrashos, places where people are sitting and learning. There are many different madrigas of Shechina. He says, Nabata, each Shechina's level, each, which we haven't yet began to discuss, what does it mean, Shechina? But there are many different levels of Shechina. And let's read one more sentence of the Archaim. Adam Sheburi is Baruch Le Yitztok Lasis Hefrish. This is going to be a springboard to the next source which I'd like to bring. But he says, even though, as far as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned, Le Yitztok Lasis Hefrish, there's no difference in the Rebbeinu Shem where he is. Ki Emeski Belkuni is Baruch or Shava of Or Hamavik Menu Ushi Yisachal of Bechinas Hadregas. Now that's a little bit Kabbalah, which I don't know what he was referring to. But he says, even though the Rebbeinu Shalom is everywhere. The Rebbeinu Shem, there's no difference. The Rebbeinu Shem is found everywhere, but in his levels of how much his countenance is there, how much his Shechina could be is there, there are different levels. There are different madrigas. Okay. I'd like to tell you over a beautiful voice from the Baal HaTanya. Baal HaTanya has a different take on this on this question of what does it mean Shechina, what does it mean concentration of Shechina. And before, I need to remind you, it's a big machlekes. It's a machlekes between Lichvish, Sidish, I was sitting there kind of helping last week. He was telling me it goes all the way back, it goes back to the Gaon, and it goes back to the other sources, but it's a big machlekes. Listen to the beautiful word of the Baal HaTanya. Baal HaTanya, both, as much as sometimes you find the machlekes, they seem to be so far apart, but sometimes you find that once you really get into it, you'll see that there's a lot which can be shared and a lot which is close. And Baal HaTanya says a beautiful word. Baal HaTanya asks the Shaila like this. He says, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is all over, kindergarten, up, down, right, left, all around. He says, what does that mean? That means the Rebbeinu Shlomo is everywhere. You can't run to the toilets and do an Avera, Chas V'Shalom. You can't run to a Beis HaZnos, a Makom HaTuma, and do an Avera. Avada Rebbeinu Shlomo is everywhere. There's nowhere. And we could even ask the Baal HaTanya say that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is the same amount that he is in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kodesh HaKodeshim, is also the same amount in the toilet. What does that mean? The Rebbeinu Shlomo is everywhere. His presence is everywhere. There's nowhere you could hide. There's nowhere you could say the Rebbeinu Shlomo isn't. So, fret the Baal HaTanya, the Shaila, which we're trying to grapple with today, is what does that mean? So, what was there in the Beis HaMikdash? If the Rebbeinu Shlomo is everywhere, so what does that mean that there was Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash? Tanya gives a beautiful teretz, Al Pi LaMashal. Says you meet someone in the street. You meet someone in the street, and you only get a chance to view his feet. You only see his feet. Only get us to see his feet. Example number one: you meet someone in the street, you see his face. If you pinch the person in his feet, would the person not say ouch because it's not me? Of course, it's the same goof. You saw the person's feet, and you saw the person's face, and you recognize them. So the Baal HaTanya, says that is what it means, Shechina. Shechina is everywhere. There's no difference between levels of Shechina, not like the Arachayim HaKadosh, the same Shechina that was here in the Beis HaMikdash the day before that. What's up the Baal HaTanya? Klapei the Makabel. Klapei the person who is the mortal human being, who cannot feel Shechina, who can't connect to Shechina wherever it is. So in the Kodesh Kodashim it was felt. It was felt by the human being in a place which is a Makom Kodesh, you can feel, you can relate, you can connect to Shechina. While it's in the toilets, it's not so easy for the human being to connect to Shechina. But that doesn't mean that there's different levels of Shechina. The Bereshit Klapei Be'etzem, Klapei Shemaya Galia, is everywhere the same all equal. But us, as the Makabel, us as the human being, we relate to the Bereshit Shalom in different places. That's the Yisoid of the Baal HaTanya. Different than the Arachayim HaKadosh. The Arachayim HaKadosh is saying that there's actually a concentration of Kedusha, which is more in the Beis HaMikdash, that's going to be in a Makom Tumah. There, the Bereshit Shalom, even Klapei Etzem, is felt more in a Makom Kedusha, and the Baal HaTanya is arguing. Baal HaTanya is saying no. Bereshit Shalom is all over, is the same, and it's only Klapei the Makabel. How we connect and relate to the Shri. It's machlokes of Baal HaTanya, or Chaim HaKadosh, and that machlokes goes very far back. And of course, no one's going to say that the Bereishis Shalom, of course, everyone will agree that the Bereishis Shalom is everywhere, but this shaila of concentration of Kedusha, is it something which is Klapei the Makabel, or is it something which is Be'etzen? That's how I would summarize it. But that's their machlokes. What is it relevant to us? What does it mean, Kedusha? What is Kedusha mean? What does it mean, Shechanti, B'Shalifam? What does it mean, Shechina? What does it mean, Kedusha? And that's a very important question. That's a question we all need to think on and try to focus upon. What does it mean, Shechina? Shechina, what's it relevant to me? How can let's try to take the Baal HaTanya. If it's all Klapei me, the Makabel. It's all Klapei me, the Makabel. So what? How can I attach myself to Shechina? If it's all up to me. So if it's the Arachayim HaKadosh, we feel a breath of fresh air. We say, oh, don't worry, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Okay, it says Shechina B'Galusa. Okay, on a little bit of a less, on less of a level, on less of a concentration. But the Baal HaTanya makes me nervous, because the Baal HaTanya says to me, oh, it's up to you, it's up to me. So therefore, what does that mean? How do we relate to Kedusha? And I think the answer I'm going to say will be an answer which will be both applicable to both the Baal HaTanya and to the Arachayim HaKadosh. The Yisoid of Shechina is Kedusha. Kedusha. Kedusha means something which is Kaddish, something which is holy, something which is Muvdal. Kedusha means a Havdalah being Kedush L'chol. When there's something which is spiritual and holy and not a mix. The reason why we have difficulty having Shaychus to Rebbeinu Shlomo is because 99% of our life is a big mix between Chol and Kedush. It's a big mix. Of course we believe in the Rebbeinu Shlomo, of course we go and we know the Rebbeinu Shlomo can give us all our parnasa, but there's also the hishtadlus there, and there's also the going to work, and there's also the paycheck at the end, and of course we go to shul 3 times a day, but of course there's the social pressure which we have to go to shul, and we went to shul the day before, and if we wouldn't go to shul, and etc. So there's always this eruv of Kodesh L'chol. But we all have those, that little makom kedusha, makom shchina, which is muftal, which is kedusha. Kedusha in its essence, it's makom which it's separate. Right? On the yearly scale, we have it by ne'ilah. By ne'ilah, every person has a little bit of a space, which that's holy. He doesn't want to eat. He feels good that he doesn't want to eat. He has no time to eat. He wants to go and daven to Hashem. He wants to connect to Hashem. He wants to scream Hashem Aleichem. That's his makom kedusha on his yearly level. His yearly level. But that's a makom kedusha. That's a makom shchina. Shchina is not this abstract concept, which is something which we live blissfully and don't relate to. Kedusha, Shechina, it's a makom which is a place where that is a makom kodesh. It's something which is holy for us. A person's avoida is to create that Shechina, to attach himself to that Shechina, which means not, it's very difficult. It's very difficult in your daily life to create Shechina. But perhaps every person finds those little pockets of kedusha, that little pocket of Shechina. Shechina is very simple. It's not rocket science. Shechina means a makom which is pure, pure kedusha. It's a Kodesh Kodesh. It doesn't have to be the Kodesh Kodesh of the Beis HaMikdash. The Rebbeinu Shlom is there, and we can either, according to the Archaim of Kodesh, we can find those pockets, Api Halacha, Avadev, even the Baal Tanya will not say you could create those pockets in the toilet. Of course not. But there are pockets. There are pockets, Bein, according to the Baal Tanya, Bein, according to the Archaim of Kodesh, there are places where we have the ability to connect, places which we can create that level of Kedusha. There's one place. To try to bring this lemaisa, if I would end here, it would have very relevance to our daily life. And therefore, I'd like to try to move this conversation a little bit towards this week's parsha, and a little bit towards a specific shechanti b'soichem, which we all perhaps can work on together. And that is as follows. There's a makom kedusha where 99% of the job is done for us, and all it needs is 1%. And as Rosh Hashem Pinkas says in the Sefer, there's, for some reason, we don't make a big deal of it in Klai Yisrael, because it doesn't come once every few months, it comes every week. And that's Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh is a pocket of Kedusha. Shabbos is referred to as a Makom Kodesh. It's a place where we don't have all of the baggage of Chol. We don't have all the baggage of Chol. That's the old difference between Shabbos and Chol, is we don't have all that baggage. It's a Makom where Klai Yisrael is Shoyrish Chinosim. Where Klai Yisrael has the Rebbeinu Shlom Yishoychem Shchinasay on Shabbos Kodesh. Why? Why Dafka on Shabbos? Because on Shabbos is a makom where we take all the chol and we put it aside. Let's read the pesukim in this week's parsha. Yirma Hashem and Moshe Lemer. V'ata Dabra Abnei Yisrael. I'd like to touch on some of the points of this week's parsha. I'm going to read through the parsha and we'll see which points. I'll point them out and hopefully we'll have time to get them there. But Yirma Hashem and Moshe Lemer. V'ata Dabra Abnei Yisrael. Interestingly enough, Shabbos Kodesh is discussed in the middle of the parshas which talk about the Beis HaMikdash. Middle of Pashas, which talk about the Beis HaMikdash. That sounds a little bit interesting, right? Middle of Pashas, Beis HaMikdash, also on Shabbos is discussed. But it's not interesting at all, because Shabbos Kodesh is one big Beis HaMikdash, and I'll deviate for a second. Everything without the Shabbos is one shtick Beis HaMikdash. It's one Beis HaMikdash. The halachas, I'll write out the Lama Tes Malachas, which we do and don't do on Shabbos. Shabbos is called a bias. What is a bias? A Beis HaMikdash. You know what a Beis HaMikdash is? A Beis HaMikdash is something which is a bias. A bias is a very interesting concept. Because a bias is not like a food which you eat and gives you sustenance. A bias is actually nothing. I'm not referring to a house which you buy as an investment. Perhaps something else. I'm talking about a bias that one lives in. One brings up a family. And in itself, it's nothing. It's a clay kibble. It's something which, a bias represents something in gashmius, which a person puts something into it, a family, and that is his entire life. But a bias per se is only a vehicle to put something into. It's a bias. That's a Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is nothing, be'etzem. But what is it? It's a mokum of where the pshad is, I put shchina ishuria. That's a Beis HaMikdash. And that same concept which you find by Beis HaMikdash, you find dafka by Shabbos as well. Shabbos, it's not what we do on Shabbos, it's what we don't do on Shabbos. Shabbos is a mokum where it's not our day, it's the Rebbeinu Shlom's day. Rebbeinu Shlom, we stop everything and the Rebbeinu Shlom is shuria on Shabbos. We find many halachas. We find halachas of just to list a few very quickly. Just to list a few. We find halachas that comes Shabbos, we all put on begadim. We go on big day Shabbos. We all dress up in a suit and a tie. It doesn't make a difference whether we're at home or whether we're on holiday in the middle of Wales somewhere. We put on something called big day kahuna. Something which is for the service of the Rebbeinu Shlom, the Shabbos Kodesh we have. The shulchan which we eat, we all know, the same way the Gabi Kabbanis was Mishulchan Gavaya Kazachu, so to on Shabbos we don't pay for food. Mershom says, that's my seudah, Mishulchan Gavaya Kazachu. We have the halachas of which a lot of Klai Yisrael know to go to the mikvah before Shabbos, very similar to the fact that the Kehan went to the mikvah. Welcome to the Mitzvah. Kodim Kabbalah Shabbos. We find Lagabe the Beis Hamikdash the menorah, the lighting of the candles which the woman does before and is daima to the menorah. The same way there was a mitzvah to go and it's brought down in Svarim, the same way there's a mitzvah in the menorah to go and prepare the wicks, etc., etc. Many people have the minute to prepare their wives' wicks and to put in the oil. It's all klapi the menorah. It's all the halachas of a lot of the halachas of Hilchus Shabbos and Lagabe the menorah are all learnt out from the menorah. The shtei lechem aponim, the shtei lechem are merubas into the chalas which we eat. Basically, the entire Shabbos, the shalom bayis, the keter was for shalom bayis. In the Beis Hamikdash was to create a nice aroma. We have different halachas lagabi Shabbos, and I don't need to go further. The entire Shabbos is one chefta of a Beis Hamikdash. One chefta of a Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash is a mokum which was miyuad for shechina. It's a miyuad. It's a place for where there's a separation of kodesh and chol. That's an opportunity which is given to us every single week. Every single week we are left with opportunity to makabel Shabbos, makabel the Shechina, and the Shechina rests on Shabbos. Whether we like it, we don't like it, that is the Metzias. The Metzias is all the Hilchos Shabbos are based around this Indian of Kabbalah. What does it mean that we lay to rest the Chol? Very simple. You don't need to look far. There's a concept in the world called the 2 minute of silence concept. What does it mean, 2 minutes of silence? Right, the war veterans, the Holocaust, whatever they're trying to show respect to, 2 minutes of silence. What's the concept of 2 minutes of silence? Why does everyone drive quicker? Why does everyone make noise? What's the concept of 2 minutes of silence? 2 minutes of silence is very simple. 2 minutes of silence means it's not about me. It's not about me driving my car and going to where I'm going. I am nothing. I'm going to stop. And because I stop, there will be a natural respect for something else. The stores are closed. Everyone's stopped, no one's talking, there's silence, and that automatically creates a respect for something else. A hispatlus of me and what I'm doing creates a respect for something else. That's exactly what the pasuk is talking about when it says that the sheishis yimei masa, there are 6 days of a week, when the Rebbeinu Shalom is a certain hester, there's a certain amount that the Rebbeinu Shalom is not visible. Because I'm running, I'm going, I'm running to work, I'm going to where I'm running, I'm working, running to earn upon us, I'm running to davening, I'm this and that. Then comes Shabbos, you turn your cell phone off, which is such a gevaldik gezach, we don't even appreciate it. We turn our cell phone off, our whole rat race of life becomes down to a nothing, it comes down to a still, there's a moment of silence, there's a day of silence for the Rebbeinu Shalom. What do we do when it says, Lasis is a Shabbos? What do we do? Nothing. Don't do anything. That's the halachas. Lametes malachas. It's what you don't do. It's not about what you do. There's a shechina. There's a certain havdalah. I don't want to hear about you. There's a mokum here of Kedusha. There's a havdalah of chol to kodesh. Let's go through the psukim. V'yirim Hashem al Moshe leimor. V'ata dabra al b'nei Yisrael leimor. Acheshev soysay tishmeru ki ois hi ben yu b'neichem l'doyroisechem l'das ki ani Hashem v'kadeshchem. First thing is, a person wants to know he's a firma yid. Our classification of a yid as a firma yid is he a shem or Shabbos. It's our classification. It's fundamental to a yid. It's an ois hi ben yu b'neichem. It's fundamental. It's fundamental. It doesn't just pass us every week. We need to make something of it. A person goes on Shabbos and he has all this racked up. I'm talking to myself. He has all this racked up going for him. He has his wife. He has his kids. He has time, which he doesn't have. Time is so precious. And we don't get it in the modern society. He finally has time to sit with his kids and to appreciate and to sit with them and make a meal. Speak to a guy. Speak to someone who doesn't have it. And he'll tell you, he'll explain to you the beauty of it. We grew up in a society which has it. So it's we don't appreciate it. What do? We put our feet up on the table, on the recliner, and we open up the Hamadiyah. We open up the newspaper. We read about what Barak did in Egypt and what Netanyahu coalition, what he's making. I'm talking to myself as well. The odds are so much in our favor on Shabbos. It's a makom kedusha. It's a place where everything is meant to rest. The time, it's a tremendous of opportunity. And we go in week after week after week and after week, and Shabbos rolls on, and we go and we chant, and we take a shluf, and we come back, and the whole thing just passes us by. Person, there's nothing in Yiddishkeit, there's nothing in anything, in any chelik of Yiddishkeit, that a person gets through IV. There's nothing. You have to work on things. You need to be conscious of things. You need to be aware of things, and then one can appreciate and work on them. That's the side of everything from A to Z. It's all about being conscious and trying to work on something. Shabbos is a meridic opportunity. Let's go fight on the psukim. Ushmartem es Shabbos ki kodesh hu lochem it's kedusha mechalem mois yumas ki kol oisah b'malacha v'nichvas ha'nefesh ahi mikerav amel. We find the halacha of Misa on Shabbos. And he's on Shabbos. Shabbos is Misa. Anyone who, you make the slightest move on Shabbos in the wrong way, you're chayv Misa. Where do we find that? In other Averis? Where do we find such a chaymer in other Averis? Other Averis won't do. You gotta be by Laserva, you gotta go, and you gotta face your book down to avoid the Zohar. You gotta do major things. On Shabbos, you flip the light switch already, it's a shine. It's Chil Shabbos. Do major Chil Shabbos, I'm not talking about flipping by mistake. Flip the light switch, you do something wrong. Where do we find such a chaymer? Where do we find something which is so such a terrible, terrible chaymer? You know where we find it? In one other place in Yiddishkeit. We find it in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash, you were carrying, you did pigle, you did the wrong mashava, you made the wrong move, chayiv misa. Chayiv misa, tremendous severity. Why? Why? Because the Shechin is there. Because it's the palace of the Rebbeinu. The Rebbeinu is there. You want to do averis, do them away from the palace. Do them away from the king. Don't do averis when the king is there. When it's your time with the king, when you're sitting with the king, when you're sitting with the Rebbeinu, that's Shechina. Do it when there's a whole mixture of Chol and Kodesh, it's one thing, but when there's only Kodesh in the middle of Ne'ila to Stav Eiris, that's Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Mechaleh Mois Yumos. There's no Chaymer, there's no bigger Chaymer than Shabbos and Beis HaMikdash. Shem Shish Yomim Tasa Melocha Ubayoyim Ashvi Shabbos Shabbos Kodesh LaShem Kola Oysa Melocha Ubayoyim Shabbos Mois Yumos. Shem Shish Yomim Yasa Melocha. We'll come to that in the next passage. We find the Torah. What? Don't tell me about Sheishis Yemei Masa. We're talking about Shabbos now. Why are you comparing it to Sheishis Yemei Masa? What's the comparison to Sheishis Yemei Masa? Let me leave you with another question. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to rest by Yinofash. The end of the pasuk by Yinofash. Resting is a very mortal concept. It's a weakness. It's a witness to rest. You work hard, and you rest. So that's a very mortal concept. When we talk about the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Chas v'Lahasker, we don't talk about things which are mortal, which are weaknesses. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam has no weaknesses. A, and B, second of all, all the shame, all the things we try to misdirect to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, all my list, of all the things which discuss, of course, he's the omnipresent, he's the all-powerful, etc., etc. And here, Vayin Ofish, all of a sudden the Rebbeinu Shel Olam got tired, needs to rest. That can't be Chas v'Lahasker. Of course not. So what does it mean, Vayinofash? What does that mean, Rebbeinu Shem? That's a question. It's screaming. It's something which we know. We know. We have Shabbos every week, but we need to make an asik from Shabbos. What does it mean, Vayinofash? What does it mean, Rebbeinu Shem rests? Why? Rebbeinu Shem, it was difficult for him to create the world. He created the world in Esther Maimarim. He said, Esther Maimarim, Rebbeinu Shem said, Hu Omar Vayehi. Rebbeinu Shem says something, and immediately it's created. So there's no toil, there's no difficulty, there's no work. But there is. There is. Not work that tires, but the tachlis of the world is the teva of the world, the creation of the world, which is something which oyef, like chet is oyef. What does mean chet make someone tired? Because it's mavdil. It's mavdil for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It makes you further away from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. A person does a chet, he's not, there's barriers between him and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He's created barriers. Teva, the creation of the mountains, the creation of the heavens, the creation of all these things, of the sun, of the moon, are oyef. They take away from a person's chios, from life itself, from the neshama. The neshama is referred to as a chelik and mekayimah. That's chios. What does life mean? Life means the neshama, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That is chios. Everything else is death. Yeah? That's the pshat. So Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it is chios there. So why is the 6 days of work called death? Slight death? You know why? Because at the end of the day, we don't see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, because there are mountains and there's a sun and there's a moon and there's also a teva, and a teva means that there are rules and how the teva works, and we don't see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Vayinofash means the Rebbeinu Shel Olam rested, and the true tachlis came about. It's not a rest from hard work. It's a rest from something that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam had to create, which was master, which caused the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to not be seen. Vayinofash, he rested from that, and therefore what happens when you rest? True chiyus comes back. Chiyus, life, comes back. What's that life? That life is all. That's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's the Shechina. That's Klai Yisrael on Shabbos. That's what happens by Yinofish. There's halacha by Tisha B'Av that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, so Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, the halacha is not Shabbos. It's nidcha. We should eat a little bit less. Kisud Shleima B'Shaitei. It's entirely nidcha. A person goes on Tisha B'Av and Shabbos falls out on Tisha B'Av. He's supposed to go make as big a Shabbos as he can make. There's not Shabbos Nidcha, by the way. We're supposed to be fasting, like some fast days, and we give an excuse, and we say, okay, look, you know, try a little bit. Fast for Shalom. Now, halacha is, ois the pas ketishva, that falls on Shabbos, it's entirely Nidcha. Why? Very simple. Shabbos Kodesh is one shtick based on Mikdosh. On every single Shabbos Kodesh, we have the Beis HaMikdash. We have the Shechina. The Balatanya says we can create it. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says there are madregis. It's there. We don't need to create it. We have 99.9% of the Shechina there on every single Shabbos Kodesh. It's there. There's nothing to mourn for on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you have it. It's not Shabbos that needs to be mourned for. You need to weep for it. Fakir. The whole weeping of the Beis HaMikdash is how much I've lost, how much I feel that I'm not connected to the Rebbein Shalom, and I'm in Golas, etc., etc. But there's that little pocket. There's that little 2% on Shabbos which is there. We should be zeicha to try to work and to think and be aware of the opportunity which we're given on Shabbos, as which is mamish a Beis HaMikdash, to turn our houses into Beis HaMikdash and to experience that kedusha and to create that kedusha and become closer to Rebbein Shalom.